You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier today, I spoke with Auckland City Mission Manutaki Helen Robinson about how the ongoing Omicron outbreak and red light setting are impacting the homeless. Auckland City Mission have a wide range of services that cater to vulnerable, unhoused people in Auckland, and the pandemic has seen them adapting their approach so that workers, volunteers, and people seeking the services can remain safe. How are Auckland's homeless being affected by the Omicron outbreak and the red light setting?
So I think the reality for everyone in New Zealand at the moment is that it's pretty tough. We are here at the Auckland City Mission, so based in Central City, Auckland, and like all Aucklanders, people who are experiencing homelessness, many are getting sick, and we're working hard to support those who really are quite unwell. Over the last year, we have been working really hard with this population to support vaccination. So we have a medical centre here at the Auckland City Mission called the Calder Centre, and every day actually since vaccines became available, so I think it was just before the Delta lockdown last year, I think boosters were available then, but ever since vaccinations have been available, we have been every day working with a group of people who are coming in here. We have a service called Hiata, where people come in every day for food. Often, normally it would be a sit-down meal. Obviously, during the lockdown, we weren't able to do that, and actually at the moment, we're not able to either, but there is a takeaway meal. So when people are coming into us, what we're actually saying is, hello, how are you? Would you like a vaccination or a booster? And that we've been having those conversations every day for a long time. So that the Calder Centre has administered thousands or over 1,000 vaccinations, which in the scheme of things is very small, but actually for this population is particularly significant.
How are the care coordination hubs that were established to allow those COVID-positive homeless people to isolate in accommodation been functioning during the stage of the pandemic and the outbreak?
So the City Mission is perhaps slightly different from anyone else who is responding to people who are homeless and the reality of COVID, because we have our own medical centre, Alex. So I think that takes us back to that reality. And we also distribute food and, have support through MSD to provide what's called a community connection service. So to connect people to whatever services that they need. Now, the mission offers a breadth of services. So often what an individual needs, we actually have the ability to either provide it ourselves or to connect them with someone who can provide it. So those care coordination hubs, it's a slightly different reality for us here.
Has that approach been different at this stage of the pandemic to other previous times?
Well, I think during the Delta lockdown, there was a period there where we had a lot of people who were sick. Certainly a lot of people who were sick that we were supporting, and sick generally in the vulnerably housed or rough living population here in Central City, Auckland. I'd have to say that the Omicron, the numbers are significantly higher though. So, not only are we vaccinating and boosting and testing, we're obviously responding to people who are quite sick in a higher number than we ever have before. All of that being said, there are some people who under the Delta virus that made a lot of people very sick. So assuming people here are vaccinated and boosted, and our estimation would be a good 2/3 of this population are, then they're often not as sick. So it's just a slightly different reality in terms of what's going on. And I do think it's different that most of Auckland is also sick. So there is a sense that this is not just a small amount of us who are affected, but many, many of us who are.
Could you just talk a little bit more about how you have learnt from the last 2 years, and how, particularly in terms of those staffing issues that everywhere is experiencing, but I can imagine is particularly affecting staff and volunteers at the mission, how are you adapting over those 2 years? How have you learnt to adapt?
So at a pragmatic level, we have had to institute a whole variety of processes, so people wearing masks, people standing a metre away from each other at different levels of the pandemic and different processes or different services, how we deal with food. So we've had to make decisions to go to takeaway or limit numbers in a space and manage the amount of time that people are in a space. Very clearly, particularly in that Delta outbreak, and even now, that sense of a 15-minute limit into an interaction. So all of these processes we've had to learn, because you can imagine if you're a social worker working with someone who really is suffering deeply, to try and manage everything that needs to be sorted in a 15-minute conversation, it's not easy. So our teams have done an amazing job to be able to adapt like that. The real deal breaker, I have to acknowledge, has been the application of vaccines and the booster, certainly for the population we serve, or the people we serve, and our own staff. So also our processes around the promotion of vaccines and genuinely making accessible. So we've worked hard to take medical care to people and not expect people to come to us. And that's quite a, you know, that's a different way of thinking in terms of healthcare. We know that people who have suffered deeply and often don't trust major institutions, including the health system. So it's not quite as simple as saying, get a vaccine. It's, you know, many conversations that they had multiple times, often with an individual, before they feel that they can are willing to be vaccinated.
When you're doing the work the mission does, you are trying to get services to vulnerable people, particularly, as you say, vaccinations and tests. And at the same time, I can imagine a disproportionate number of those people are sick and don't have vaccines, and, as you say, have a distrust of institutions. Is safety a significant concern for the Auckland City Mission, and how have you adapted your processes to ensure the safety of everybody, both those who are receiving services and volunteers and workers who are helping to offer them?
Of course, the vigilance to the protocols for our staff is what keeps them safe and therefore everybody else safe. So the critical point to the mission is that we only exist in service of people who are suffering desperation. So it is required of us to adapt our services so that we can continue to do that safely. And in fact, the mission was started in the pandemic 100 years ago, 101 years ago. So we are well versed in our history, really, of adapting to respond to that. I think those processes that I spoke before is what keeps people safe. Our own staff being vaccinated and boosted, particularly our front-facing staff, and that's a process that we've certainly gone through with everyone. The requirement for PPE or masks particularly has been really important. The requirement for people to scan, to stand a metre and a half away. If people do need to be wearing visors, obviously some of our medical staff do need to be doing that. So there's a variety of protocols that just generally actually have kept people safe. And the team have done a really good job.
That was Auckland City Mission Manutaki Helen Robinson talking about how the ongoing Omicron outbreak and red light setting are impacting the homeless.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.